the rest of the story. Tommy Dorsey is a name renowned and revered among big band enthusiasts, but today I want you to meet another Tommy Dorsey. In 1919, this Tom Dorsey made the long journey up from his home in the Deep South to Chicago. Chicago was then, as it is today, a mecca for jazz and blues musicians, and Tom Dorsey was determined to become famous as such. So he played piano, and he sang in any honky-tonk that would have him, performing under the name of Georgia Tom. He even sang the blues in churches when he thought he could get away with it, but the bewildered pastors most always wound up throwing him out. Anyway, in 1932, and this is 13 years after his arrival in Chicago, Georgia Tom was an expectant father for the first time. Wife Nettie was pretty far along in her pregnancy when Tom was offered a gig in St. Louis. He took it. In fact, he was performing when somebody rushed up to the piano with a Western Union telegram addressed to Tom Dorsey, contained only four words: "Your wife just died." Well, Georgia Tom, in grief and shock, got up, packed up, hurried back to Chicago to learn the rest of the story. Nettie had died in childbirth. Their newborn baby boy lived only a few hours more. Tom buried them together in the same casket. After the funeral, he went home and he locked the door. Friends tried to coax him out, but Tom was lost to them now, inundated by a tidal wave of despair. For the gifted musician had prepared himself for most every imaginable disappointment in life except this one, and for the first time, his own strength was just not enough. Long, lonely days passed before Georgia Tom went back to the piano. He did not even know why he sat down at the keyboard when he did, but when he did, when his fingers began moving apparently aimlessly over the keys, they produced not the restless improvisations of jazz, but they produced a very simple song. Even the words leaped into Georgia Tom's brain as the corresponding notes were played, more as though he were taking dictation than writing a tune. Just one simple, solemn melody and only two verses of lyrics, less than 100 words, but Tom, even in the depths of his anguish, managed to write that song down, and because he did, today the whole world is singing it. Over the 6 decades since 1932, Georgia Tom's tune has been translated into 32 languages, has been heartfelt by the most widely diverse cultures on the planet, and its power rests not in sheer musical or literary magnitude, but rather in its simplicity, its quiet profundity. It's not a jazz riff, it's a hymn that one day soared up from the bottomless pit of human experience and spoke so quietly and so eloquently. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Of course you have sung it. Now you know the rest of the story.